There's a bigger selection for your inspection.
The big savings are yours at Town and Country Market in Sydney. Listen to these specials. Miracle Whip, just 49 cents a quart with an order of $5 or more. Or for the same purchase price, 10 pounds of sugar for 99 cents. If your order is $10 or more, you may buy both the sugar and the Miracle Whip specials. Among the discounted produce specials, New Crop Premium Red Potatoes, 10 pounds for 59 cents. Rocky Ford Cantaloupes, 10 cents a pound. For a nutritious and delicious breakfast, Chicken House Eggs, medium, 3 dozen, $1. Maxwell House Coffee, a 3-pound can, $2.39. For dinner tonight, you may choose Round Steak USDA Choice, $1.09 a pound, or Pork Chops, Center Rib Cut, only 75 cents a pound. Delbrook Oleo, 5 1-pound packages, $1. Remember, you get double value at Town and Country Market in Sydney with discount prices plus more value stamps.
Dial yourself a discount on long-distance calls. Dial yourself a discount, save some dough.
All day Saturday and any weekday after 5 p.m., you can save 20% on long-distance calls to anywhere in Nebraska if you direct dial the call without operator assistance.
Discount dialing, that's the way to go.
Where confidence is the word. Sydney National Bank, the family bank. Sydney National Bank.
The Sydney National Bank is interested in all Sydney business. They believe in the businessmen and women, and they like to help with their specialized assistance. It's all part of their community responsibility. They're ready with complete business banking services, loans for expansion and remodeling, business and advice. You're always welcome at the Sydney National Bank. Good afternoon, and now the news. President Nixon is waiting at Camp David, Maryland for the arrival of his advisor, Henry Kissinger. Kissinger arrived back in Washington a short time ago from meetings with South Vietnamese President Tu in Saigon and Japanese officials in Tokyo. A helicopter will take him to Camp David, where he will report to the president. Former Attorney General Ramsey Clark has joined Senator George McGovern in criticizing Henry Kissinger's globe-trotting personal diplomacy. Clark met with the Democratic presidential nominee this morning to talk about his controversial mission to North Vietnam. Clark told newsmen he hoped his trip had not embarrassed the candidate, and he charged that Kissinger's trips to Paris and South Vietnam are too dangerous diplomatically. Said Clark, and we quote, "I don't believe in one man carrying the faith of nations in his vest pockets," end quote. Protestant vigilante groups massed in neighborhoods throughout Belfast today, then converged 20,000 strong in a march through the downtown business district. Northern Ireland police say that's the biggest show of militants in the 3 years of guerrilla fighting. The parade is in reaction to recent assassinations and bombings. While the Protestants marched, explosions continued throughout Belfast. 3 British soldiers were hurt in an explosion along the Irish Republic border. The Republican Platform Committee has approved a plank praising organized labor as the cornerstone of America's free enterprise system. The action came after White House agents succeeded in killing a conservative-backed endorsement of right-to-work laws. Such laws are vigorously opposed by labor as anti-union. House Republican leader Gerald Ford believes the GOP has a very good chance of taking control of the House this year. He says a big victory by President Nixon might very well tip the balance. Ford, who arrived at Miami Beach today for the Republican National Convention, says, "We've got some good candidates, and we've raised a buck or two." Congress is on vacation for 2 weeks, leaving so much business unfinished that some members say they will need a post-election session to tidy up both houses. Important legislation did make it in under the buzzer yesterday. The House approved a strong anti-busing measure. The Senate passed a bill to convert the U.S. measurements to the metric system. The Senate also began debate on a revenue-sharing measure similar to the one already passed in the House. The Ford Motor Company has followed the lead of General Motors in reducing its proposed 1973 car price increase. Chrysler and American Motors aren't budging from their original requests. But the Price Commission has decided to continue looking into the request through September 30th, and all four companies will have to leave 1972 prices on 1973 cars which roll onto the showroom floors September 14th. That's the latest news on the hour. Larry Jewell reporting. This has been an audition tape by Larry Jewell. I can be reached at Omar Court, Apartment P in Sydney, Nebraska. My phone number in Sydney is area code 308-254-2751. I can also be reached, although on somewhat of a delayed basis, at 1175 Chevy Chase Drive in Salt Lake City. That's my home in Salt Lake City. The phone number there is 262-8795.